Welcome to For a Song. I'm your host, Carrie Ray. In our last segment, we talked about rescuing your muse from your own self-judgment. Now, assuming that practice is going well, and you're feeling more inspired and free to create, what now? Well, I believe there's another important step before you're ready to put pen to paper. I call it finding your place. No, not a physical place. And I don't mean place in the sense of your place in the community, the world, or the universe. That would be an entirely different sort of program, which I assure you I would be entirely unqualified to host. No, I'm talking about a place that is conducive to the flow of your imagination. This place is a state of mind that flips your switch from toiling human to creative vessel. So here's a bit of what I've learned for myself. I'm the sort of person whose mind, from the time my consciousness first begins to emerge from the fog of sleep, seems constantly to be racing. And so long as I let the gerbil continue to run, I find little room for fresh inspiration to come calling. For me, a sense of mental emptiness, along with giving my mind permission to wander, are both keys to getting the creative juices flowing. Now, earlier I said that this place wasn't a physical place, but a state of mind. And while that's true, a physical place or circumstance can certainly help you get there. For example, I've noticed that new song ideas often come to me while standing in the shower, driving down the road in my car, or on a walk in the woods, or while doing chores like raking leaves, cutting grass, or chopping wood. A few years ago, I learned a compelling lesson about this for myself. I've long been a journal keeper, and in this case, I was headed to Europe for a few weeks with only a backpack, a couple of changes of clothes, a camera, and a journal. But the lesson didn't come while I was across the pond. It came after I returned. Once home, I flipped back in my journal to relive some of my great trip. And as I read, I was frankly a little amazed by myself. My journal entries were rich and colorful, full of scents, sights, and sounds, painting detailed pictures that took me right back to those moments in time. So then I looked back to entries spanning a few weeks prior to my departure, and had I not known better, I would have never guessed that they were written by the same person. These entries were lifeless and dull, nothing more than high-level recounting of happenings day to day, devoid of any real sensory detail. So what was the difference that had the European entries bear such a stark contrast to those I had made prior? Well, I'm certainly no psychology expert, but I would surmise that while in Europe, I gave my mind some time off from its day-to-day responsibilities, and I also gave it permission to wander. For those few weeks, I decided that my only job was to experience and observe the world around me. And the result was simply stunning. Now, I understand that most of us don't have the luxury of allowing our mind to wander all day long, every day. But I'm here to tell you that whether your goal is to be a more prolific songwriter or simply to find a fresh and creative approach to a project or problem, cultivating your ability to more easily access that wandering state of mind is bound to have a positive impact on your pursuits. So dig around a little and find your place. You'll be amazed at the places you can go when you set out from there. I'm Carrie Ray. Join me next time on For a Song. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website, carrieray.com. That's CARRAY.com. Thanks for listening.